Yeah, it's not very big in here.
Cindy Beamer is moving from Anchorage to Juneau to start a new job. She's gotten as far as Haines. She and her three cats have been stuck at the Captain's Choice Motel since Monday.
I and other people here are frustrated, there goes Peach, because it's not being fixed.
The ferry Matanuska broke down last week, stranding passengers and vehicles. Aside from a small ferry running between Ketchikan and Metlakatla, it was the only ship in service. That's left Beamer and her employer in a holding pattern. Her car is packed full of belongings, and there hasn't been a Juneau boat in 2 weeks. Now, that wait might be three.
And you expect that in bad weather in winter? A day or two? I mean, we all expect that, so it's not like that's a big shock. What's a big shock is waiting 2 weeks and them having options and not using them, and then blaming it on the governor.
State officials claim that none of the other 11 vessels can be brought into service before the Matanuska is repaired. They're either in layup for cost savings, already being overhauled, or have been prepped for sale. Beamer said she's called the governor's office and the lieutenant governor. She even tried her U.S. senators in Washington. No one has called back.
This is essential. This is not frivolous. This is people's lives. And if people could afford to fly or do whatever, then they would. But the ferry is how you get your groceries, is how you get your building supplies, is how you live when you're out in these communities that don't have roads. And for that to go by the wayside because they're fighting about money, that's not right. It's shameful.
The service gap is affecting lawmakers, too. About 24 vehicles for legislators and their staff are stuck in Haines as well.
So at this point, we are not planning any alternate service.
AMHS spokesman Sam Dapsovich says the agency still doesn't have a definitive timeline for repairs on the Matanuska. And the fleet's $120 million Alaska-class ferries remain offline.
We did look into bringing the Taslina up, but it is in the shipyard undergoing warranty work and annual certification of inspection.
There's been no ferry on the Lynn Canal since January 19th, when the Taslina was pulled out of service. Both Haines and Skagway are connected to the road system, but winter storms have caused closures on both the Klondike and Haines Highway. The state won't say how many travelers are potentially affected. All people like Cindy Beamer can do is wait. All her employer can do is help with the motel bill. She wants the state and its agencies to solve the problem.
Don't let people suffer because you two can't act like adults. You know, come on. Yeah, she's upset. She wants to go.
A leak in the Matanuska's reduction gear cooling system was patched last week. It sailed again with Coast Guard approval. But when that cooling system failed again near Petersburg, the crew shut it down. The silver lining for the state is those parts are still under warranty. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.